BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Sunday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Morning.
Oh, hiya, Robert. How are you?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you. How are you, Emma?
I'm okay. Yeah, you know, just on my way to work, actually. So,
Yes, don't let me keep you. I'm on a mission to collect Lindy's magazine.
Oh, right. Well, nice to see you.
Actually, before you go, I did wonder...
Oh, yeah?
If I might see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
At the parish council meeting.
Oh.
I've been sorry not to see you there since I joined...
No, I've had to miss a few with...
Yes, well, that's to be expected. You've had a lot on.
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I've not wanted to show my face.
Well, it's a shame.
Well, it's cowardly, is what it is. But I know what people are thinking. I just can't face it.
I completely understand. It's a difficult situation.
How are you finding it on the council?
Yes, I'm enjoying it. Some of the meetings are a tad longer than they might absolutely need to be.
That's putting it mildly.
Yes, on the whole, it's going well. And Emma, I honestly think if you felt able to come along, no one would be judging you.
You sure about that?
I am, yes. I'd just be pleased to see you. Perhaps tomorrow night is the night.
I don't know, Robert. I really am up to my eyes and I don't want to let people down, but...
The agenda looks very full. Everyone will be focused on that. I can understand you're not feeling up to it at the moment, but on the other hand...
What?
Well, you've got to come back sooner or later, haven't you? So you might as well get it over with.
Two for one. Mulled wine. Yeah, that's a very good deal.
Yeah, isn't it just... Can we tempt you?
Yeah, I'll stick with my cup of tea for now, but maybe later. Mm. I don't mind the mulled wine. And if you're literally giving it away, I'd be a fool not to.
To be honest, we're doing whatever it takes to get the punters through the door.
Yeah, Jolene was just saying you've been quiet.
Dead, more like. 1st of December today, we should be well into the Christmas build-up, but nope. And last night, I mean, it's a Saturday night, we had 4 empty tables.
Oh.
I think people must be staying in, saving their money for Christmas. I was thinking I might get a few extra strings of fairy lights for the outside and make it look a bit more appealing.
Oh, yeah, that should do it.
Do you ever do a Santa's grotto?
No, Elizabeth has one at Deck the Hall and we wouldn't want to step on her toes.
Yeah, and anyhow, it ain't really a pub thing, is it? Santa's grotto.
Well, it can be. Mate's man has a big pub just outside Leeds. He does a Santa brunch every year. Pulls in a big crowd.
A Santa brunch?
Yeah. So a couple of weeks before Christmas, on a Saturday morning, he does a set brunch menu for families. Then Father Christmas drops in and gives all the kids presents. It sells out every year.
Does it really?
Well, you could do something like that. Easy.
Yeah, it's an idea, Kenton.
For next year, maybe?
Why not this year? There's still time.
I don't think so. I mean, even if we could get the brunch sorted, it's too late to find a decent Father Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's harder than you think. Do you remember when the Grundys auditioned for one a few years back?
Oh, what a palaver that was. No, we don't want that.
Yeah, but maybe you don't need to bother with auditions and all that.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe a suitable Father Christmas will just open the door of the pub and walk in.
Or maybe he's already sitting at the bar drinking a cup of tea.
Emma?
Oh, hello again, Robert. What can I get you?
Nothing, thank you. I just wanted a word, if I may. It's about the meeting tomorrow night.
I'll be there.
Oh.
I thought about what you said, and you're right. It's not going to get any easier the longer I stay away. And now I've decided to go. I'm actually really looking forward to it.
Oh, good. That's good. I'm glad. Only there's something you should know before you come. That's why I popped in.
What is it?
Oh, dear Emma, I'm sorry. There's been a complaint.
A complaint?
Yes.
Oh, you mean about me? Someone's complained about me?
About your role on the council, yes. I ran into Richard Thwaite earlier and he told me...
Who's it from?
I don't know, I'm afraid. All I know is Richard said he had it on good authority that something's been said and...
From what I could gather, it relates to your part in the withholding information from the police about George.
But that doesn't have anything to do with my role as a counsellor.
No, I know. As I say, I haven't seen the complaint and I don't know enough about the process to know whether it holds water or...
I suppose I shouldn't be surprised. I know what people have been saying about me.
I'm sorry, Emma.
It's not your fault. So, what happens now?
I'm not sure. I tell you what, I'm on my way to see Jim. I bet he'll know about the mechanics of these things all his years as clerk to the council. Let me ask him and I'll come back to you.
Thanks, Robert. I appreciate that.
Not at all.
So, we're settled on Sunday then. Mm-hmm. A week today? You don't think it's too soon?
Well, it's tight, but I think if we get adverts up in the bar and on our socials, the word should spread quick enough. What did Wayne say?
Yeah, he reckons he can put together a Christmassy brunch menu.
Yeah, well, as long as he stays within budget, this is a money-making venture after all.
Oh, he will.
Good. Right, well, you know what? This might just work.
It's going to be great. And it's good of Meg to offer to be Santa for nothing.
Yeah, well, he has got his van on our car park.
I know, but still...
No, you're right. It's kind of him. He was very excited, wasn't he? I think it's a big thing for some blokes, you know.
What is?
Being Santa. It's up there at the top of their bucket list. You remember the competition for the Grundy Santa?
Oh, I know.
Oh, my. Here he is. Our very own Father Christmas.
Whoa, look at you.
Well, what do you think, eh? Not bad, is it?
Yeah. Not bad at all. You look smashing. Where'd you get that?
Tony Archer. When I told him about my gig, he said he had a costume I could borrow. He'd been gathering dust in his workshop for years. I didn't expect it to be in such great nick, but it's as good as new.
Oh, it's perfect. So, we've pencilled in next Sunday. How's that?
Works for me. Oh, I tell you what. I am so made up to be doing this. I don't know why, it's just one of those things I've always hoped I'd get to do, you know.
What, top of your bucket list?
Exactly that. Yeah. I've been working on my voice all afternoon.
Your voice?
Yeah, my Father Christmas voice.
What? Oh. Wonderful. Can we hear it?
Oh, go on then. Hang on. Oh. Just let me get into character. Oh. Oh! Merry Christmas! What do you think?
Sorry. Could you try it again? I think we might need to hear it again.
Yeah, maybe with some more words, you know. What are you hoping for this year? That type of thing?
Oh, right, yeah. Oh, good idea. Okay. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, boys and girls! Have you been good? Oh, what presents would you like me to bring you this year? Well, what do you think?
I knew Brookfield had put people up in the barn, but I didn't realise Jim had a visitor too.
Well, me neither.
Yes, all sounded very dramatic. Worked out all right in the end, though. Jim said they got on like a house on fire and they've exchanged email addresses.
Right. And so what did he say, Jim, about the parish council?
Ah, sorry, yes. He thinks the matter is most likely to be a code of conduct complaint.
Right.
Any member of the public can lodge a complaint about a parish councillor if they feel that they haven't adhered to the 7 principles of public life that we all signed up to when we accepted our posts. Things like, you know, acting with integrity and honesty, leading by example, treating people fairly and respectfully.
Yeah, I remember. I went on the course.
Yes. Sorry.
But I have always upheld the principles.
Emma, you don't have to tell me. I know you're an excellent counsellor. But I suppose if someone wanted to, they could make the argument that you haven't quite upheld all the principles.
How?
Well, I suppose someone could argue that in covering up what George did not act lawfully or with integrity. Or honesty.
Right.
Well, just to be clear, that's not what I think.
It is what some people think, though.
Well, people who don't know you, possibly.
No, we don't know that.
I don't know what?
Well, it might not be someone who doesn't know me. It might be someone who does know me. I mean, they'd have to at least know about George and what happened. So it might be someone who knows me very well. Could be anyone, couldn't it?
Well, yes.
So who would do this?
I've no idea who it was. I suppose we'll find out in time.
You know, since everything happened, I've really tried to build bridges with people round here. Gone out of my way to make amends for what George did.
I'm sure you have.
It's obviously not enough, though, is it? People think I'm not fit to serve on the council.
One person. Look, there's no point speculating. We might know more after the meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, will you let me know what happens?
I thought you were going to come along.
Well, I can't go now.
How am I?
No, no way. I'm not turning up there with everyone knowing there's been a formal complaint about me. It's too awful. I'd be mortified. You'll all have to discuss it anyway, won't you?
Well, I wouldn't have thought so. Jim said it'll have to be considered by the district council.
The district council?
I think that's what he said. Then they will report back to the parish council to tell us whether the complaint has been upheld or not.
And if it is upheld?
Well, then it's up to the parish council to decide what action to take. There's no fixed procedure. It seems to be very much case by case.
How long will all this take?
I don't know, I'm afraid. I suspect it can vary. But Emma, as I said, you're a good councillor. Please, don't let this stop you coming to the meeting as you'd planned.
No, I'm sorry, Robert. There's no way. I'm walking into the village hall with everyone knowing someone's trying to get me booted off the council. It's humiliating. Anyway, I'd better get back. Ed'll be wondering where I am. He's getting the tea on.
Of course.
Don't worry about coming to the door and thank you for speaking to Jim.
There's no problem at all.
Now, I better get back. I only popped in to show you me cosy. Joey's doing us a roast chicken. Don't want to keep her waiting. I'll see you tomorrow, and thanks again, both of you.
No, thank you.
I won't let you down.
See you, Mick.
Oh, Kenton, what are we going to do?
I don't know. But how can he be that bad? When he first did it, I honestly thought that he was joking.
Me and all.
He can't seriously think that's a reasonable Father Christmas impression.
Well, he does seem to.
It's absolutely terrifying. We can't let him loose on little kids. He'll give them all nightmares. Everyone will ask for their money back.
No, I know, you're right. Oh, but Kenton, he was so chuffed to be doing it. I can't face telling him he ain't going to be Father Christmas after all.
Well, don't look at me. I'm not telling him. It'd be like kicking a puppy. Well, you heard him. He's been waiting his whole life for this moment.